what's your take on the Department of Health's rebuke of your story?
My take is that it was a defense of their policy to keep information from the public that individuals can use to take precautions against the spread of Zika. And this is according to the public health experts who we spoke with. They didn't identify any errors. They didn't request any corrections. They made statements that were clearly uninformative and, in my opinion, didn't necessarily rebuke the story. I'll give you an example. There was a line in their press release where they said that the Florida Department of Health reports on Zika more frequently than any other agency, something along those lines. And where nobody was questioning the quantity of information or the quantity of reports that they issue, which are every weekday. We're talking about the quality of information that they're putting out and that people can use, once again, to take precautions, whether that's drain standing water on their property, use extra repellent, perhaps avoid certain areas. And lastly, it also appeared to me they make a big deal out of CDC guidelines, but they appear to cherry pick the CDC guidelines when it suits them. So for instance, they follow CDC guidelines when reporting local Zika infections, which are reported by state of residence. But that doesn't mean that they can't inform the public the total number of Zika infections that we've had in Florida, as opposed to just the ones the Florida residents. They don't follow CDC guidelines when it comes to advising people about which areas to avoid in Wynwood, which we've seen them reduce the size of that zone in Wynwood from 1 square mile to less than 0.5 square mile. But when you go to the CDC's website, their travel advisory telling pregnant women and their partners to avoid that area remains in effect for the full square mile.
How did you come up with your numbers?
I asked the Department of Health for them. They had... this is part of what is, I think, confusing potentially for the public, is that when they announced on August 19th that mosquitoes were spreading Zika in Miami Beach, they said that this was based on 5 Zika infections that they had linked back to the city, to this 1.5 square mile zone from 8th to 28th Street. And they said that 3 of those 5 people were tourists, one from Taiwan, one from Texas, and one from New York. What they didn't tell us was that those tourists were not going to be included in the local case count. And in fact, the local case count increased by the same number of people who they said had received it. So the assumption would have been that those tourists were included in it. It wasn't until we asked how many cases were linked to Miami Beach and whether the tourists were included in that number that the Department of Health told us that they do not include those in their counts. They track them, they're aware of them, but they do not report that information publicly.
What's one or two questions that you still want the Department of Health to answer and they're not answering?
Well, I think the most important one is, what are the locations of the mosquito traps that had the Zika positive mosquitoes in Miami Beach? And that may be the Department of Agriculture, but there are agencies that work with the Florida Department of Health and the governor's office and our county officials as part of a concerted sort of a response to Zika. And we feel that if the public knew where those mosquitoes were found, they could take extra precautions. So for instance, if there was a trap near your home that had Zika positive mosquitoes and you're already in that 1.5 square mile area, you might advise a relative or a friend who's pregnant, you know what, today's not the best day to come visit me, maybe I should go visit you. You know, you might use extra repellent when leaving your home. You might take some other action altogether. The point is that you're providing information that's in the public health's best interest. That's what the public health experts who we interviewed for this story said, and it's information that the state is choosing not to withhold. We're not saying that the state is legally required to provide that information. What we're saying is the state should provide that information. But what they cite instead are statutes that exempt information gathered during epidemiological investigations that are exempted from public review. And we feel that the public health interest is greater than the privacy of those locations.
I'm trying to figure out who are they serving then, because you hear from them one thing, this, of course, the issue about transparency and what guidelines are they following. Then you have Governor Rick Scott, who's talking to Congress, trying to get more money to fight Zika, and it seems like they're not on the same page.
Well, that's an interesting observation, because there are those who wonder whether The state's undercounting of Zika cases and its withholding of information is sending the wrong message to Congress that things aren't so bad in Florida. Maybe that's the reason that Congress doesn't share Governor Rick Scott's sense of urgency to pass Zika funding, because they haven't gotten the message clearly up until now that we have a problem. And, you know, that's, I guess you could call that the double-edged sword of controlling the message.
What are we supposed to believe, then, is the truth? And what are the real numbers?
I think what you should believe is the truth is that Zika is probably more widespread than our own health department is able to tell us. I think that health directors and from the CDC director, Dr. Tom Frieden, to others, including State Surgeon General Celeste Philip, have already said, and these are comments that haven't gotten a lot of attention, that it's very likely that there is a Zika being spread by mosquitoes in other parts of Miami-Dade County that they're just not aware of. And this is important to note, because this is also something that we brought up in the story, that there are 14 active investigations ongoing in the state. There are now, I think at the time we published, maybe there were 12. In Miami-Dade has the great abundance of those local investigations. I want to say there are probably 11 or 12 investigations in Miami-Dade, including the Zika zones that are already identified in Wynwood and Miami Beach. That means there are another 8 or 9 locations in Miami-Dade where people have gotten Zika from a mosquito bite, and the state is investigating. The state used to provide a breakdown of each investigation, and they would tell you how many people had been tested, how many people found positive, how many tests were pending, how many had they interviewed, and other information like that. They, on September 1st, they removed that information from their website, and instead they gave us a summary saying there are 14 total investigations, X number in Miami-Dade, X in Pinellas and Palm Beach, and that's it. We feel that that information can be helpful to the public, but even beyond that, I don't understand why the health department wouldn't give people a better sense of the hard work that they're doing, because it is hard work to do epidemiological investigations, to knock on doors, ask people where they've traveled to, when were their symptoms, have they had symptoms, are there other possible ways that they could have gotten Zika, because remember, it's also a sexually transmitted disease. It's hard work, and I think that the Department of Health could do itself a service to communicate to the public how hard it's working by posting that information online once again.